Okay, so getting into a comfortable seat. Closing your eyes. Welcome, Willa. We're just getting into a practice.
Okay, thanks.
So just take some deep breaths into your body and observe how you're feeling. Watch the breath rise and fall, up and down. And then consider the worlds that you are a part of, the world you just stepped out of, the world you're in right now, remnants that remain from the multiple identities that you show up in the world as, your family, your work, your home. And just give yourself space and time to really recognize and acknowledge all of the multiple worlds that you live inside of. And I want you to consider the world that you are building, the one that you are actively working to step in, to belong to create. Now considering all of these worlds that you live inside of and the ones you are trying to build, what is not working? What is not working for who you are becoming, for the world that you are creating? Now take a few more breaths and give gratitude for all these worlds that you're a part of and all of these lessons and gifts that you receive. Even if these gifts are indications of things that need to shift and change. Take the biggest inhale that you can all the way up to the top of your head and beyond. And then exhale, the biggest exhale you can, all the way down to the earth. And then when you're ready, you can slowly come out. And just go right into some writing reflection. For the next few minutes, just stream of conscious. So just allow whatever to come up to keep going and going. We're just right for a few minutes and I'll let you know when it's about time. Take about 30 more seconds.
Okay, you can wrap up your thought now. You may be hearing some echoing sounds downstairs of children. I keep putting my mute on and off because I don't know how loud it is for y'all. It's loud over here. Okay. What I would love to do is to just check in generally. And then if you want to add anything in your check-in around what just came up for you during that, then you can do that as well. I think one thing is, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Just check in generally where you are, how you are, and then if there's anything from the meditation or the journaling that you want to bring into that.
At the beginning, when you said to think about all the different worlds you inhabit at the same time, that felt very safe and comforting to me. And I was kind of surprised at how comforting it was.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I was in a retreat over the weekend and with a community I'm a part of, Shakti Rising, and we did this web, we threw string across the circle and created this web, and we're talking about sort of how each of the ways that we are holding or in relationship with each other within the web is really important and as a piece of accountability and showing up. And I was sort of what I brought up is well, what about all the other webs that I'm also a part of and holding, and that I could have a piece of string on each of my fingers, and that in order for me to show up fully, I need to be able to bring not just myself in that present moment, but how I show up, it also includes everyone, all the other identities, communities that I'm a part of. So that also felt comforting. I feel like otherwise I've been in the process of a move, which I'm feeling a little displaced, which feels really intense. And yeah, and to find comfort in the way that this call was opened is a sweet part of my day.
Thanks, Will and Anna.
This is Kat. I can go a little bit, I think.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Actually, real heaviness came up during the meditation, which is interesting. It just felt like all of these worlds are very kind of heavy lift. And it felt like as we went through it, I was kind of transitioning from that place to opening up space to be here in this conversation, which was nice. And then I just went to, I just how much I love to be surrounded by the woods and by trees and just kind of look at any piece of wood around me. So that's what I'm doing now.
Nice. Thanks, Kat.
I can go. This is Melissa. And yeah, similarly, I think when I started thinking about the different worlds, I realized that I felt responsible for all of them, and it was a lot of worlds. and then the one that I wanted to create was another one. And that was that feels like, I just feel like it's okay. It just kind of named where I am right now, which is holding a lot of feeling like I'm holding a lot of people, and holding a desire for a world without violence. And I think what I've been saying the last few weeks, I realized during the meditation too, is I keep saying to people, I have too many people. Like, I don't need any more people. And that kind of feels like it's limiting myself to new, both to like new friendships, but also maybe it's also just kind of a noticing, like I just kind of need to leave it as it is right now and not take on anyone else's stuff to hold. So that's where I'm at right now. It's good to be here tonight.
Thanks, Melissa.
Hey, it's Rebecca. I am really struggling. It was very difficult to come tonight. And doing the meditation was a challenge. I had a very difficult time just sitting still, and I just struggling. The what's not working, I mean, just like right now in my life, you know, my son was killed, and you know, that was a huge part of the future that I was building for myself and the world that I was creating. So now, moved from New York and I'm in Atlanta, and I have a job that I like, and I have a partner that's good, and the house is beautiful, and like, everything's fine, but it is a one bedroom, and I'm trying to deal with that space right now because I ended up getting a job where I work from home, which I hadn't realized that I was going to be doing. And so I also haven't worked from home in a while. I mean, I think ever. So I'm used to working with a lot of people, and we're just only two people. So I'm in my head a lot. So right now I'm like literally in one room, like just by myself, like in my head, like a lot, just like for work. And then I'm like constantly thinking about myself and my life and what is the world I want to create for myself. I don't know. I'm exhausted of that question. And I'm like, why did I sign up for a healing class? What is healing? What is wellness? I don't even know. I was like completely overwhelmed by those questions, and I'm like shaking because I really don't have that vision at all. But I'm here. So,
thanks for sharing, Rebecca.
I think I'm generally doing okay. At least better than I was last week. Last week was really rough because one of my friends assaulted another one of my friends. So that issue, super triggering and super close. And it's like I can't escape that or my own experiences. But I was able to take the weekend for myself. I canceled all my plans, and that was really wonderful. And rested some and worked through some trauma. And so what the practice brought up for me a couple minutes ago was just how like healing, wellness, kind of for me just looks like noticing myself and my breath and what's happening in my body and soul. And I think that's hard to do a lot of the time because of the community I am in right now. While I love
so many people. It's just, there's so much like neglect all around of ourselves. And so, yeah, I think like the world I want to build is where we like notice ourselves and each other.
Thanks, Carol. Erin, did you go? Did you want to?
Yeah, I can go. Well, 2 weeks ago, I was in a pretty grieving place, and I was very tearful. And I actually had therapy the next day, and it was really helpful. My therapist gave me this, point of saying, there are more parts to me than just my grief, and kind of use the the comparison to a house with a lot of rooms. And so he's like, your mess and your divorce is one room, that can just be in a room. And then you have I was kind of telling him that I hadn't been to the gym. I couldn't get myself to go. And then he was like, your athleticism is one room and your friends is one room and your career and all that. And since that session, I've been able to, when I'm making a choice about what I'm going to do next, it's just what room have I not been in for a while, or what room do I need to spend more time in? And that was helpful. And I guess the rooms were kind of similar to my world somewhat. And so that was similar to, Anna, what you said. It was very familiar. It was just oh, it's okay for me to be in these rooms. And when you asked what isn't working, I thought really hard about what isn't working right now. And today in this moment, it feels like things are working. So I'm trying to stop my brain from creating a conflict. But yeah, I think the one thing that came up is I'm trying to spend more time with myself, with all these conflicts that I have, and then go from there instead of just confronting people right away or with anger. That's the thing that I thought of that isn't working. Or I'm from Minnesota, so passive aggressiveness is I'm really good at that, but that's what I came up with.
Thanks, Erin. Okay, I've kind of heard three themes that I wanna kind of dive a little bit more into. One was a feeling of interconnection when you call in the other people and lives and communities that we're a part of. The other theme I heard was just a feeling of being the container, the holder of all the connection and the people. Feeling pretty overwhelmed and, potentially burnout around that. And then the third thing was around grief and having a lot of grief around, and I think grief and also just anger around having to hold the grief, and that the grief is, So I want to kind of respond to open up this question of what is healing? I think it's what is healing? What is wellness? I think it's a hard question. I think for so long, I think I wrote about this last week, but for so long, I was just we need more healing in our movements and we need more healing in our lives. And it was this thing of oh, we need healing, we need wellness. And, capitalism and consumerist culture tells us all the things that we don't have and all the things that we need, right? We need to work out more. We need to, do yoga. We need to breathe. We need to meditate. We need to be in nature. We need all these things. And in movement work, so many folks would just come to me I need healing, I need more wellness, I need to eat better, I need, all of these things. And
oftentimes what I'd find is when we like created the space to do that thing, healing, wellness thing, the first thing that would arrive is this grief. Because in that moment of pause, you know, seeking this thing that we feel like is going to complete us, or change or shift us, then it allows the grief to rise to the surface. And I mean, grief is not something that we're very good of holding. We're not very good at holding in our culture. Last year I spent a lot of time with a cohort called Liberation School, and the primary purpose of that cohort was to really integrate healing into people's lives and into the work. And it was really hard. Like, healing was just hard because it's facing a lot of the trauma and the grief and the pain. And it's not this like euphoric thing oftentimes of like, now I'm healed and now I'm well and now I'm experiencing and doing all those things and I'm not feeling guilty for not doing it. It just feels hard and heavy. And healing is hard. I mean, it is hard. And each of you are very brave. I mean, when I had a moment where I was like, okay, are we, I think I like said like, okay, we're gonna check in and we're gonna respond around like this meditation. And I had a pause moment, but I didn't really know quite how to frame it. Cause it was like, none of us know each other really well. And I'm like asking you all to like bear your soul to each other, like very quickly. And that was like the moment where I was like, oh, I'm asking a lot of you all, and thank you for showing up and saying the things that you did and, you know, for being open, because I mean, that is also the point of this space, is to, you know, to dive in to this question, you know, in its discomfort. There's this really beautiful teacher, and I meant to bring his book to read a quote today, named Bayo Akufo-Amafi. And he talks about how the thing that we feel the most tension with, or the thing that we keep hitting up against, the thing that like isn't sitting right, is like the chaos. The grief, the pain is the very thing that we learn from. It's the very thing that heals when we go into it. It's the very thing where the answer lies. And he says that one of the reasons why we're in such chaos and crisis in this moment in time in our culture is because we avoid the crisis in the culture. And we avoid crisis in the culture. We avoid the chaos. That we're not going into it. We're not listening to it. It's like a child that like keeps like, you know, begging to be heard. And we're not taking the time to hear and to listen, because it's hard and it hurts and it is painful. You know, and as Kara was saying, you know, I spent the weekend, I like cleared my calendar. I spent the weekend and like a lot, there was a lot of trauma that I was facing in that time, like in the time of when we create space. It's not like, okay, I'm creating space and now there's like ease. Sometimes there is that, and that's great because we need that too. And sometimes it's time creating the space and the silence lets the things that are so loud within us become loud outside of us. And I guess I'll also say that, you know, it's not always time to go in, you know, it's not always time to face it or sit with it. When I ask this question of like, what are all the worlds you're a part of?
And that has a lot to do with, you know, like what's your community of care and support? What's your day-to-day life like? What's your resiliency, you know, tools that are available to you or not? And it might just be that, you know, things just are kind of barely holding on with a thread. Like, it's not really time to like dive in to the deepest degree. I think sometimes we don't return fully from that place. But if there's something that can be done, or if there's something that can be asked, I think one thing that I think a lot about and consider in terms of what it means to caretake for a lot of people and to feel responsible for a lot of people is, how can I also invite space for people to take care of me and to invite people to come in and not just take, but also to receive? And I know a lot of you all play caretaking roles in your work. And then this thing about, you know, interconnection. It's so hard, but we are, it's like, you know, we are scientifically proven that we are connected with each other. And we're not alone. We can have very differing experiences, of which many of us will never understand of the other. And we are not alone in the calling of like, what are the worlds that I'm connected to? It's often not like I'm just like in this place by myself. Like, we are connected to each other. And how deep or how fragmented that feels. Anyway, those are just some of my musings and thoughts. Because when I was looking over the worksheets and the work, the questions that everybody went over, one of the things that I was curious about is what has been challenging or insightful so far. And yeah, like, I don't know if there's like, might still need some time to consider this, but what's behind the challenge? What's behind the stop point, the trigger, the pause?
Is this an open place for discussion? Mm-hmm. I just want to thank you for all of that. You actually made me think of something. The what is healing? I was realizing as you were talking, like, I literally had to Google what is healing and what is wellness. Like, I'm like, okay, I can kind of list things on like practices, but I was like, what is that? And it made me really angry. I felt very, very, very angry at like, what is healing? Cause it's like, it's becoming healthy again. Like, these definitions and everything that I was reading, like, suggests that you're like returning to a state of health. And I felt, I just like really couldn't, I connected more with wellness. Like, I'm like, oh, I can set goals and I can, there are these dimensions and I can, you know, but like the healing, I really, really struggled with this, like, again, and then like, you know, like seeing it and it's like correcting and alleviating, and it's like, it feels very fixy that there's something wrong. And so I think I was feeling like, wow, that suggests that everything was okay before, that I'm being restored to something that I don't feel like I ever had. And also, but as you were just talking about like the anger, like, I think that can be true. And it is true that like there is healing. Like, there are actual wounds maybe that can be healed, and maybe there's that I don't want to like really acknowledge. Like, I don't want to like say that that happened. So I don't know. Just like, those are the things that then, you know, I had to, it connected to what you were just saying, and now I forget how, but.
Well, I think Rebecca, what you're bringing up is that, you know, we're told in this culture that's really connected to, you know, a lot of the way, I mean, oppression shows up in like healing and wellness, and like what we're told is healing and wellness. And oppression is the reason why we need to heal, you know, and to be well. It's like but the way that capitalism and white supremacy and patriarchy, you know, often tells like female-bodied folks and women and trans folks and queer folks, like, you are wrong. You are not whole. I think I put that quote, "Your body is not an apology," like up at the in the front of the guidebook. My body is not an apology, and yet, like, everything like tells us often, like, you have to apologize for your existence. You have to apologize for, you know, the ways that you care too much. You have to apologize for, you know, the sacrifices you make. You have to apologize for the fact that, like, you don't have time to do this or that. So yeah, I think like the definitions are going to be like seeped in that. And it definitely, like, I think my intention was like, what's your definition? What's your desire around it? And feeling some resistance to it, like, for me, like, makes a lot of sense. Again, I feel like I had like this really like rosy quartz like idea of like what healing was for like ever. Like, as someone who's like held space for a lot of like, you know, healing for people, that has been really challenging and hard. But I think for myself, I've been like, oh, healing is just like, you know, this like beautiful transformative process. And then, you know, I would just say over the past 2 years, I've just been like, man, this healing stuff is really fucking hard, like a lot harder than I want it to be. And I, you know, sometimes I don't want to really, I just want it to be easier, like, eventually. And it's not. And I think, I like to think about like that we don't return to wholeness, but that we're broken, and that it's about, you know, ways that you can show up in your fully broken state. And there's something beautiful in being broken. There was this beautiful practice. Maybe you remember, Erin, what it was called at the Mystic Soul Project, which is this really beautiful community, where there were these bowls, and people painted the bowls. They spent all this time painting the bowls, and then they broke the bowls, and then they glued them back together. And it was all about like, just like broken, whole, you know? Do you remember what that was called, Erin?
I don't remember what it was called, but I do remember. I didn't do it when I was bummed.
I'll look it up and I'll put it in the notes. Because it might be a good exercise too. Because I mean, you literally, you know, you just have a bowl that you can like paint, and then you break it. Like some sort of like some kind of raw bowl, I guess, where that would absorb the paint. Anyway, I'll look into it and I'll announce them. But I think, you know, Rebecca, like, you're never going to recover from the loss of your child, because that child is an extension of you. And you don't have to. And like, I can't imagine the pain that is about for you, as someone who has two sons of my own. And you should be angry, and you should be in pain, and you should have grief. And there's not enough space in the world that allows you to be as you are. And unfortunately, I mean, none of these questions or none of this that, you know, we do together or that you do apart is going to fill the space of what, you know, he was and is, because he still exists within you.
Well, I really appreciate the space, and I got confused at the time of the call for the last one because I didn't realize it was 2 hours, but I listened to the recording and everyone, when you said the, you know, visualize the end of the world, I visualized black mountains and very dark sky and red lava. And I was very confused when I heard everybody talking about like puddles and like being able to be underwater and breathe. Like, it was very interesting. So I'm definitely, it's good to be in a group and hear about like that other people have different ideas of healing. Like, I'm interested in like what is healing and wellness and other people's visions for the end of the world. It's, you know, it'll could be inspiring.
All right, I'm gonna stop talking and open up space for other folks. The question was, what was coming up for you as you were going through the worksheets, what felt particularly challenging and what might lie beneath that?
I can say I actually was stuck on the, like, what is the pace of my day? I was just so, like, sluggish, which isn't my usual. I'm usually, like, bouncing off the walls, ADHD type, like, can't stop me. But I was just in this, like, place where I couldn't get out of, like, certain ruts. So, yeah, and it's amazing, like, how different, like, now looking at the question when I'm not in such, like, a hard place, I'm trying to think of how, like, if it is that much different, the sluggishness. I mean, it feels like I can, like, look at the next question, which is promising. So, yeah, I think I forget to, like, or I don't value doing creative things like sewing or painting, anything like that. It takes like a lot of work for me to sit down and do that, but I actually really love it. And it usually does let out a lot of what's inside of me. So, yeah, that's my response.
Thanks,
Erin. I felt kind of the same way. Like, I really enjoy creative things, or I used to, and I feel like I don't do it anymore, and I don't know why. And I just feel really guilty about it the same way that I feel guilty for not being more involved in, like, activism or justice-oriented things the way I used to. So it felt kind of like my boxes were just empty. I just put, like, dots in them because I didn't know what to do. And it just felt really bad.
Anna, do you feel like the feeling bad is from like feeling like you had to like have an answer and you didn't have an answer, or that it was like shame around like, oh, I should be doing these things and I'm not?
Yeah, it was a lot of shame. And then when I listed the things that I could be doing, it was just like everything, like I should do this, I should do this, I should. And it was like, but I'm not, I don't know. I just like, I'll say I'll do it, then I won't, and then I'll feel bad about it. And whatever is like actually going, I'm not going to address by saying I should do more things. So mm-hmm. it was shame about not doing it. Yeah. And just like, what am I doing? Like, who am I if I don't do these things?
Mm. I feel like that's a cycle or a feedback loop that a lot of us like live inside of like, I should do this. I should do that. I'm not doing these things. I feel guilty. I feel shame. I feel terrible about myself, about the fact that I'm not doing any of these things. Repeat and repeat and repeat. I hear a lot, and I've experienced a lot too in terms of like having like a spiritual practice or a meditation practice or a creative practice. I think especially, as someone who's also like does a lot of writing, you know, there's this feeling of like guilt, like, oh my goodness, I'm not writing. I'm not practicing, you know? And, I feel like that cycle is like something that like continues. And I think there's a way to like get out of it. And then we often like hit back into it again. And it's just something that does like exist. I feel like after like, I don't know, 500,000 time, like it's happened. I'm just like, okay, like, do I choose to like stay in the guilt of this? Or like, am I going to choose to like show up to it differently? Because like, obviously like this is just how it's rolling out in life, you know? I think especially for like practice and like my meditation practice, I think holding myself in like a container or account of accountability with others, or like within a like space of like, I'm going to do this for 40 days. There's something like a container that's holding me in something, then it's like easier for me to like show up to it than just to be like, and then I also find sometimes that I'll be like, I'm going to do this and this and this and this. I used to be like a big list maker. Like I do all these things and then like you feel overwhelmed by the list and then you just don't end up doing any of them. Like, okay, it's too many things. One thing.
Yeah, I feel like I've been struggling with accountability. So I'm like, I didn't even look at all of the homework like there, and how that's like a lot of my, that makes me feel really frustrated with myself, and is again like another piece of that negative feedback loop of like, what else have I been doing? Like, what's wrong with me? Like, I signed up for this to like be in a container to get this, and then, or to get this, even that's intense language, but to like be in a process with myself and be in a process with the community. And again, I can hold the intellectual piece of like, I know that that's just material for me to work with. Like that's information that I'm receiving. The frustration, and also like, how am I making space and time for this? Which also made me like, oh, should I even go to the call? Cause I'm like behind, but I wanted to be here. So anyways, I feel like, forgive, like being in a space of forgiveness for myself, and also like, oh, some of the guilt is just like from a place of desire too. Like I desire to be in a more accountable relationship with myself because that helps me, not like I'm going to get in trouble by the teacher because, you know. but like, this is my life and how do I want to show up for it? And there are ways that I haven't been showing up, which just hurt me. And that's, I guess, I mean, when you were talking, Rebecca, I was like, oh, this feels so healing, like to be in community and to have vulnerability exposed and all of us being able to hold space for that. That is healing for me. Like, that's part of why I opt in. And yeah, I guess I just wanted to speak to like that conversation and like that sharing felt like healing.
Does anybody else want to go? I know, Kat, you're on the phone, so sometimes.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate hearing from everyone and the sharing. And I think for me, one thing that happened was it was interesting to me how the healing part was kind of exciting and opening and, you know, and the wellness, I just hated it. I was like, wellness sucks. I hate wellness. I have to do too much wellness. Like, I think that's the side that for me feels like that capitalists must do, must restrict, must do the next bit, like just stack on, add on 4 more wellness items to the to-do list. But healing didn't have that for me. So I feel like that's the door that I need to go through and let wellness go for a minute.
Thanks.
I feel like what it showed me, just like after having done the homework and seeing the patterns, was just like how much developmental trauma still like dictates and haunts my life. And how I feel like generally pretty willing to like address it and like probably too willing, you know, I just want to get over it. And I want to like talk and like do things with other people to get over it. But it also kind of feel like keeps me in the shallow area where the things that I've always done to soothe myself or to cope just like might not serve the purpose that they do anymore. Even things that I really love, like I've been a drummer since I was a little girl, and it almost seems like doing the same kind of things to soothe myself is in a way keeping me like soothing the same things or like using those things, those tools or practices are somehow like keeping the pain around or something. I don't know. Does that make sense? And so it was hard for me to like, I guess I just need to experiment with different things. But the deeper thing there probably is that just like creativity was washed from a little girl, and I think that I haven't got over that because I had older siblings who were all creatives, so I was always in their shadow, but also I just wasn't given affirmation or time by my caregivers. And so, yeah, oof, yeah, that's it. Yeah, oof, yeah.
I didn't talk about well, we just had a full moon this Sunday, and the full moon's in Aries, and also we just had, it's a harvest moon, it was the fall equinox, and so it's like this like equal, like holding like the dark and the light, and like in terms of the world, like what are we harvesting? What are we harvesting from, you know, last fall, from last spring? What are we learning from that time? But there's also this thing about like really listening into our intuition. So Kara, when you were talking, I was like, oh, like that intuition that's telling you like, oh, like I'm just doing this thing and it's kind of keeping me in this like same place. And there's this question about like, oh, maybe I need to do something different, or I need to invite something in. Like, I guess I would just like offer to listen to the intuition, because like that's, I think that's the truth. there's been a big theme over the past, you know, astrologically since the beginning of this year around like facing our cycles and the ways that we've done things, the ways that we continue to do things as a collective society, but also as, you know, individuals that are part of a collective society. And I mean, we have done things the same ways over and over. We respond in the same ways, or actually react, right? Like past the time when like we could have like shifted or changed something, like the moment before like the violence happens. When you're talking about Melissa. And I think that's why the imagination is like so key. And it's also so challenging to like tap into sometimes when we're feeling so overwhelmed and we're feeling burned out and we're feeling, you know, when we have the grief and the anger and all of that. And it's so key. And that's what that exercise was doing, Rebecca, around like the end of the world. Like it was like tapping into that place of the imagination. It's fascinating. I'm reading right now. I'm reading Octavia Butler's. What am I reading? Seed to Harvest series, which is just like fascinating. It's basically like, you know, it's the end of the world, and now everybody's like they're trying to create like a, you know, a new humanity that's based upon like people's like higher powers or like, you know, healing abilities. And there's still like all this trauma and like oppression that exists like within people. But my point being that just like I've just been reflecting, like we do possess like so many superpowers and like healing abilities, you know, that are talked about in this like kind of like science fiction, like visionary fiction way. And yet we do like this intuition tool that we have that we don't hone, that we're told, you know, is like a, oh, that's just like a woman's thing, or that's an emotional thing, or that's a whatever, you know, like that is such a superpower skill. It's such a healing ability. It's like very visionary when we're able to like close our eyes and sink in or not, you know, but like that's such a skill to be able to like connect to the imagination or something that doesn't yet exist. Even to call in, like, what are the worlds I'm a part of? Like in a way that like you can call those in, like you can like call them into being. It's like, you know, you're calling like magic around you. And then like, what world do I want to like build and create? I mean, this is magic. Like we have these magical abilities that we often like don't think about them as that. And yet our intuition, like our, you know, our journey into healing, like in all of that, I mean, such a magical ability. I mean, it does create huge resiliency in us, even though it can suck a big one a lot. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. I'm just like thinking about like calling in all this, the magic of like what we do, but we don't think about it as magic. And when we read science fiction or when we read like speculative fiction, it's like, oh, that's like after the apocalypse, or like, that's like in the, that's like, you know, some mystical, mythical thing that doesn't really exist. And yet our lives are such myths. And like there is so much mysticism and magic that does exist. When Kat's talking about like being like amongst the trees and spending time like amongst the trees and just like listening to the trees and listening to the way that the breeze like filters through the leaves and the sun and the moss and the way the light, it's all quite beautiful. Melissa, I think you're the only one who didn't go. Did you want to?
I guess I had a similar reaction to the questions as Kat, where I really felt a deep desire when I was looking at healing. And luckily I didn't look up the definition of healing, Rebecca, but I had the similar thought. I was like, what the fuck is healing? But I just like luckily didn't look it up, because I I came up with things that didn't exist yet in my life that I wanted and that I wanted for the world. So that felt really freeing. And it was mostly like not grasping onto things and being held. And I still, that's what I'm trying to pay attention to this in this work. Cause yeah, I turned to the wellness sheet and I was like, oh, this is like exercise and, stuff like that. And I just didn't write stuff down cause I started feeling like crap about myself. Just felt like it was a list of stuff that I didn't have time to do and I'm never going to have time to do. So I need to figure out like where the healing is within the things I already do. And within the way that I interact with people and interact with my family and my work. And I want to sit with trying to figure out the same thing. Like a lot of you are talking about is like, why, what's the block? Like what's the block to making the space in the way that I do things to allow that healing to happen that I really believe wants to be birthed. So I'm kind of stuck with that. I'm trying to figure out, and maybe figuring out probably is not the right thing to do, but like just see what's the barrier. And I'm not sure.
Thanks, Melissa. Okay, we're going to take a small practice and then we're going to take a small break and then we'll come back and finish out. So taking the kind of like what you lifted up as like the challenge or the thing that like kind of you felt like was this. Using your imagination, allow it to write you a letter about what it wants you to hear about it. So you can start it off with your name, Dear. Dear Anna, from the perspective of the thing that you feel blocked by or challenged by, then it's going to write you. So just allow whatever to come. We'll spend a few minutes. Okay, you can continue writing, but we're gonna just organically take a break when you're finished, and we're gonna come back at 8:18. So I'm going to stay here, but I'm just gonna. You can turn off your videos if you want. But we arrive at 8:18. And Kat, are you still there?
I want to take a break, but the cat just is right here. He looks too cozy to move. He's been running around, and now he's like, oh, I'm going to snuggle right next to you, and it's time to get up.
maybe move him to the shoulder.
Oh, he likes the shoulder. Yeah, I could carry him around, and he'll be fine. So maybe I should...
All right, when you all arrive back, you can just put your videos on so I know you're here. Welcome. Melissa, did you all hire, did you hire somebody?
Not yet.
No. Oh my goodness.
For 25 cents an hour pay.
You know what, Melissa, I'm just saying, I could not apply for that job.
No, I know. It's rough. This is a, it's almost the same amount.
No, and I also seriously want to talk to y'all about like the fact that like y'all we need to raise some more money for what y'all do because this is not working.
No, it's not. It's not. I think we're getting there with somebody, but yeah, we all make the same amount of money.
I know. And it's wild. Rough.
That's why I have too many. I have several other jobs. Yeah. So yes, I welcome your ideas.
I have ideas for days.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. Oh no. Did my thing go away? Oh, it didn't. Okay, good. All right. I put in the chat something. I paired you all up with somebody. Actually, I put Kat with me, but there's other people to pair you up with. So, Anne and Rebecca, Melissa and Kara, Will and Erin. So let me see. Who are we missing? Abby. So I think we're actually good. Let's see. Kat.
And Jenny. Where's Jenny still doing?
I'm going to put Kat and Jenny. Do Kat and Jenny know each other? No. Megan and Abby. Is that all we're missing? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. I think that's good. Okay. Kat, are you here? No. Okay, I'll follow up with Kat. All right, so each of you has a person. Anne and Rebecca, Melissa and Kara, Will and Erin. Scratch Kat and Yardina. I'll follow up with Kat. Kat and Jenny, Megan and Abby. And the request is that at some point this week or next week, if you have another challenge, another barrier as you're moving through things, whether it's in the workbook or in life. It's something that you just feel like this about, you know, you can't quite move past it. Then you're going to send it to your person in an email called barrier, which we'll exchange email addresses or text message, whatever you all prefer. I'll give you all a minute to like connect with each other over chat to figure that out. You can private chat each other. And so it's called barriers and breakthroughs. So you send your person your barrier and then they respond back to you with a breakthrough. So it's really just like a suggestion or like a new perspective.
Wait, can you repeat that?
Yes. It's called barriers and breakthroughs. So when you come up with a barrier, when you have a barrier over the next, this week and next, then before we next meet, something that's coming up for you in the guidebook or something that's like coming up in life that you just feel like you're hitting up against, then you're going to send your person your barrier and then they're going to respond with a breakthrough. And it's basically the idea that like we have all the answers. We have all the answers all around us and within us. But sometimes we just need a different perspective. Does this make sense? Everybody clear? Okay, just take a moment to connect with each other and figure out how you guys want to communicate. Like email, text,
Can you say a little bit more about what a breakthrough is?
Yeah.
I know you're probably trying to keep it open, but go ahead, Melissa. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, sorry. I thought you were done. I was going to say, like, an example maybe would be helpful to think about. Not like, look on the sunny side.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think like some examples have already been given today, you know? So like, I'm going to lift up one of Rebecca. So Rebecca was talking about like healing and just like feeling like totally blocked by this like word and all the things that were coming up about it. And I feel like there were several things that people like brought up in terms of like redefining healing, like healing not necessarily being like sunny or, you know, happy, or that, you know, or that you're going to be whole because of it. But just to like come from like a, just to hear from a different perspective. Does that make sense? What's your wisdom within? That's your breakthrough. Your wisdom. It's not about trying to solve someone's, you know, problem or challenge. It's just about offering your wisdom to it. Okay. Have you all connected? Okay. Rearranging myself in my seat. Okay, I think I'm just gonna open it generally before I do this next practice with you all.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, wait. Awesome. When you said have you all connected and people nodded. What did you just do?
I'm messaging you, Melissa.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going in our own chat rooms. Okay. Thank you with the technology.
No. Just connecting like via chat to figure out like how we were going to connect you.
Excellent. Thank you, Kara.
It's not that fancy.
Like, whoa, what powers do they have that I don't know what
is happening? Everybody is going. And
No. You're like, yeah, we all connected. I was like, what did I do wrong? Okay. What did I miss? All right.
Mute. Okay, cool. You're good. All right. I just wanted to open up generally. If there was anything that was coming up or questions or feelings, it's a total open-ended situation before I move us into another practice. It seems like we're good. Room is cleared. All right. Okay. All right, we're going to do another practice. It's a bit of a somatics practice. So in your body, you can actually be laying down if you so wish, Aaron. You can be laying down or seated. Just be, you know, be comfortable. You can turn off your video if that also feels more comfortable too. Okay, close your eyes. And just breathe naturally. Just imagine that your brain is like dissolving down towards the ground. Just feel that tension, that like holding that happens in the mind. And just give it some attention and just like allow it to like release, letting the brain like float into the head and just relax. And as thoughts come in or distractions, just allow
this image of like dissolving down. Scanning your whole body and observe the fullness of your sensations that exist within you. Not trying to shift or change anything, but just acknowledging the tension that might exist, the opening, the release. We're just literally skinning your entire body, and I'm taking stock of how you're feeling. And all of the different crevices, outlines, limbs, organs. And locate one place in your body that feels really free and open and joyful. A place that feels like liberation. And when you have found that place, either bring your attention to that place, maybe even put your hand there. Breathing into your hand, feeling your hand, holding, bringing your attention to the place if you can't reach it with your hand, feeling your breath rise and fall, and feeling the fullness, the openness of this place inside of your body. And spend some time there. And then go back to scanning your body from the top of your head to the bottoms of your feet and just observing how each part of your body is feeling. Not shifting or changing it, but just acknowledging it and feeling into it. Observing the tensions, the openings, the pain, the softness, the hardness that exists within you.
choose one place that feels hardened, closed, constricted, resistant. It's one of those things, or many, many, many of those things, tense, some place that does not feel like liberation, like openness, like freedom. Choose that place and place your palm there if you can. And bring your attention there. Feeling the relationship to your hand and to this place, your breath in this place. And breathe there. And then, if possible, place your palm, one hand, in the place of openness, the place of liberation, and the other hand, in this place of pain, tension, closeness. At least place both of your attention at both of those places. And breathe into them simultaneously. And exhale. And feel them existing at the same time. The openness and closeness. The joy and the pain. The tension and the release. And imagine them existing inside of each other. And so these two places come together in this like bubble. They live inside of each other. And just feel the relationship of them. Placing your palm still at these two places on your body or your attention there. And continue to breathe. And go back to scanning your entire body. Just observing all of the intricacies and details of yourself. While simultaneously also observing what's underneath you, what's around you, the temperature of the space that you're in, the quality of your breath. Take a few more breaths as you slowly come back into the space, the group, feeling the hardness and softness, the coldness and warmth. And when you're ready, you can blink open your eyes. Feel free to write anything and just take your time. But when you have arrived, you can show yourself so I know you're here. Okay. I want to close with this. I'm trying not to get too intellectual after we just like got into our bodies. but I do want to like hold this inquiry that Melissa had raised at some point, which is around like, how is this relevant or how do I integrate this into my work, into my life. And I think Melissa says something like, I need to try and figure out how to like, I mean, there was something about like how to just like integrate it as opposed to like setting aside time for like healing and wellness to happen, but how do I integrate it? And using this image of that we just kind of like went through of this like pain or oppression or constriction and like the openness and like them like living inside each other. So I guess my question is, you know, how do you see yourself or how are you seeing yourself living in the integration?
My older sister is at boot camp right now in the Army and generally not a fan of the U.S., you know, military, but I've been writing her letters and it's been like amazing because I love writing, and I haven't written, I love letter writing too. And so it's just connected me back with that, but also connecting with her in a way that is not how we've ever connected before. Obviously, you know, boot camp, she doesn't have any other connection or way of communicating, but besides letters. And she, being one of my older sisters, has been like a giant source of shame in terms of like wanting me to live up to some sort of standard that is her own. So slowing down our communication by writing has been really beautiful and like kind of surprising way of that healing has showed up in my life. That was unexpected.
Thanks, Kara.
When you asked the question, when you asked us to find the place in our body that felt joyful, I just immediately started crying. And I don't, you know, I ask my body all the time, like about blocks and barriers and pain and tightness. And I don't ever ask that question of where, am I holding joy? So, I think that. And then when I had my hand on both places, I realized how much energy the restricted place kept on drawing my attention. So I think that just is something I want to sit with and just notice about what does that say about how I go through my day and notice or don't notice joy. And let the, you know, just to, it's there to just give it some attention. So thank you for that question and that exercise.
Anybody else? Not a have to, but just.
I can share. I find myself making a lot of jokes within my grief or paying attention to the grief that makes me laugh more. So, like, an example. Like, we have mice in our house now, which my ex and I used to have mice and would come up with these strange solutions. And so, like, mouse poop got me thinking about my ex. And I just, like, let myself, this was last weekend, I let myself sit on the couch and, like, cry about mouse poop. And I, like, texted a friend and my sister about this mouse poop. And my sister was like, well, at least it's funny what you're finding that's sad. I was like, yep. So that's one way.
I don't have necessarily a specific, but I think working with holding paradox more. So I feel like, yeah, that in meditation, I would like to explore that. Like, I also, Melissa, felt like, oh, I'm much more, it's much easier for me to notice where I feel blocked than where I feel joy or lightness. So wanting to bring that into meditation this week, and even some journaling that I do.
I think coming to class, going to places, spaces like this,
I mean, I think that's huge. Like, showing up, that's like the showing up. Like Aaron talked about that last time, about how you felt like really proud of yourself for like staying in even though you didn't really want to, you know. Well, I have a lot of appreciation for all of you and for the exploration and the opening and the depth that you each brought to space tonight. Sometimes I have a moment where I'm usually have many moments where I'm like, oh my goodness, like, should we be doing this online? Like, we're all so far away from each other, you know? And then also, I think there's something that can be really connecting and also like protective about like being online, and you know, can allow us to open in maybe ways we wouldn't in person. And also, I think there's ways that you can connect online that are very similar to ways that you can connect in person. So anyway, I just appreciate you showing up in this space, whatever it means to be, you know, in this technology space for you all. I appreciate you showing up to it. For each other, for yourself mostly, for the many worlds you're part of and the worlds that you're creating, even if those are unknown right now. This week we are moving forward with the rest of the worksheets, I think, on healing. And then next week we start on forgiveness. We'll spend 3 weeks on forgiveness as well. just all the things, and then we'll move into some love. So be kind, be gentle, be soft, drink water and tea, get a snack. Reach out to your person with a barrier that you're experiencing. I have been over on the Facebook group. I have no expectation of how you use it or not. So I'm just like showing up every now and again, and just know that, I'm there if you want to engage, and if you don't, that's really fine too. And y'all have my email address if you want to reach out about anything at all. Lots of love and respect. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Any questions, comments, or concerns before we close out? Okay. Have a really good night. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.